So down to KZN we go. Let's take a look at what happened in court today. Another 8 people who are facing charges related to the July unrest under the broad category of there being instigators of some kind. Nhlanhla Mabaso was at the court and joins us now with an update. Nhlanhla, who appeared and what exactly are they charged with? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. It's 8 men adding to the 26 that previously appeared. You'd remember, John, there was that huge statement released by the Hawks that they've arrested 20 people that have appeared at the Durban Magistrate Court. On the same day, we saw 2 more suspects. Then that made it 22. And then days later, we saw 4 others, which then made it 26. But now we have another 8, which brings the number now to 34, John. They are all facing similar charges: conspiracy to commit public violence, incitement to commit public violence, and incitement to commit arson relating to the acts of looting and public violence that took place in parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng last year, John. But they were also granted that 3,000 bail, which the 26 others have received. But what we've seen, John, is that the state is postponing their case to the same day, meaning that they will be appearing together as a group. But we do know, John, that besides the 34 that has already been apprehended, we are expecting more others because the state says it's looking at about 84 people as it stands, John.
Wow. And do you have any sense of who these people are? I mean, I know the appearances are brief. Many of the people from the footage I've seen, not just today, but before, are wearing masks in the courtroom, as they're entitled to do, given the health situation in the country. But I mean, what do you have any idea? Do they have anything in common? Any thread that's struck you as interesting or important in Nhlanhla?
Very influential people when it comes to your social media, John. So these are the types that would tweet to say, after this, we are going to this. You'd remember, John, that places that were targeted, actually some of the indicators was social media to say, after attacking this particular mall, this is the next stop. And then you'd see various comments on those. You'd know that those are your social media. But we do know that one of those who are arrested is the deputy chairperson of the ANC Youth League in one of the regions here in KwaZulu-Natal. Okay. As you mentioned, John, when they appeared, they were wearing face masks. So we do expect more other people who are very influential to be apprehended. Remember, John, there was also an issue around Dudu Sambudla Zuma, the daughter of the former president. You'd recall when these riots would happen, maybe the banning of property, then she would tweet to say, "We see you, Peter Maritzburg." And then if it's happening in Durban, then she would tweet, "We see you, Durban." Too many that appeared as though she was actually complimenting the banning of those. But we did ask the Hawks of what are the likes, the chances of they also being apprehended linked to these charges. The Hawks, they said they won't be commenting on that, but we should expect more arrests, John.
And has the NPA, Nhlanhla, given any indication as to when more people might appear? Is there any detail, any timeline?
Not at all, John, because even the 8 others that appeared today, we had no clue that they will be appearing in court today. In fact, some of us found out during the proceedings that they are actually in the dock. Unlike the first 2 arrests, we did know that they are expected to appear. But I think it's not much of a surprise. You can only imagine, John, if they are to arrest about 84 people, but they're doing it in different groups, that can tell. Maybe they won't even have time to issue statements in all these arrests. But what I can tell you is that we are really expecting more of these July unrest instigators. And of course, with some trials already underway tomorrow, the trial of Bonginkosi Khanyile, whom you'd recall, John, was holding what was regarded as illegal gatherings at the time due to COVID laws, addressing people to say those who are banning trucks, let them continue banning them until Zuma is free, close quote. So he is back tomorrow at the Durban Regional Court because his matter was actually supposed to start this week for 2 weeks, but it was then postponed due to him changing lawyers. And it was postponed to him needing more time to brief the council, John.
Thanks very much. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, joining us from down in KZN.